All right, guys, we got something special. I had to whip this up just today because DP didn't come in, obviously. He was running back and forth to the bathroom. And me, well, hold on a minute. Let me make sure. Oh, yeah, we're good. But yeah, he was running back and forth to the bathroom and couldn't even make it. And I was sick. I'm still not perfect, but I guess I can go ahead and do this, right? We'll give it a shot and see what happens. But this is Fresh Women. We'll be back with Being a Dick a little later. I talked to DP. He said that he's probably going to be able to make it. Hopefully this fucking shit will calm down out here. This stuff that's got my allergies going nuts. That's, by the way, what my problem was. I used to spit up a lot of this white frothy shit. Yeah, it's all fucking allergies. I thought it was heartburn and acid. No, it's allergies. It's this bullshit fucking field I got out here. I want to burn it down. But, alright. Let me go ahead and get started. It looks like it's running in Being a Dick's engine. What a beautiful day. Not a single thing to worry about. Just me and my girl sharing a delightful morning in my mansion. This is my dream life. Yeah, but it's time to wake up. Back to reality. Yeah, I was gonna say, I've just moved into this place. Last night was my first night sleeping here. Man, I miss my bed. It's got some hairy fucking legs. I came here to go to college, and I also got a part-time job. College starts next week, and later today I'll be meeting my new boss. Perhaps I should practice introducing myself. Hi, I'm... Would you like to customize the character's name? What do you think my fucking name is, folks? It's not that. There we are. I'm Grim. So the only thing I have left to do is to take the city in. Maybe I should say hi to the neighbors. Perhaps go sightseeing. Take in the sights. See what's beautiful out there. Also, I want to thank a guy on the server by the name of Bowser for this. You're the guy that tagged me in this fucking post and said, hey, I think you might be interested in this game, Grim, and you're right, I am. Now, unfortunately, I have to wait for episode 5, but we got episode 1 to 4, and we can do these with just me. I'm sure DP would want to be involved, but, you know, we gotta have a backup, just in case he can't make it sometimes. So, here we go. Someone's at the door. Maybe I should change clothes first. Change clothes. At least let me put some pants on. Yeah, brah. Hi. You must be Grim, I presume. Yeah, that's me. I'm Lily. We spoke over the phone a few times. That's Lily? She had a very fruity voice. Fruity? But it's hard to tell if someone is hot by their voice alone. Grim? Yes, sorry. You are the landlady, right? That's right. I'm sorry I wasn't in town yesterday when you arrived. And I hope you have found everything you needed in there.
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Did the chauffeur pick you up at the right place? That's right. She had a driver pick me up at the train station. He handed me the keys to the apartment and treated me like a king. Again, I'm not rich, but this lady is loaded.
He did, yes.
And have you talked to Susan yet? Susan is my new boss. They have some sort of arrangement, so Lily will allow me to live here as long as I'm working for Susan. Not yet. I was actually planning on heading out and meeting her later. I need to get some stuff from the mall. Towel, for example. I forgot to bring one.
Oh, I see.
If you happen to need anything else, I don't live too far from here. You have my number, so you can call or text me. Thanks, Lily. Miss... Sorry, I didn't catch your last name. I don't like using my husband's name. Oof! Ask her about her husband. I haven't met your husband. Is this property his? Huh, he wishes. All of my properties are the fruit of my labor. Uh-oh. What does he work with? He's a busy man. Oh, I see. Yeah, this is none of my business. Alderson. What was that? It's Lily Alderson. I know an Alderson. But you can just keep calling me Lily. Anyway, didn't you have somewhere else to be? Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Let me know when you come back if you need anything. You may call me just Lily. Thank you, Lily. Anyway, if you are going to the mall, you should take the bus. There is a bus stop down the street. You could just walk, but it's too hot for that right now. Oh, thanks again. See you later. Okay, time to go to the mall. Oh, Pie Man. Okay. Episode 1, A Fresh Start. The mall itself isn't very far from here. I think I could get there quickly if I had a bike. Today I better just take the bus. Just like the landlady said. Damn. She looks hot. Is she waiting for the bus too? Maybe I could talk to her. But there's the bus. She doesn't seem to be waiting for this one. What should I do? Is she looking at me? Perhaps we know each other. From before. Now's my chance. Hi, I'm... Here, ma'am. Huh? Ma'am? Oh good, she has a car. And now she is gone forever. She reminds me of someone though. At least I tried. A few minutes later, the next bus is here. All right, Grim, focus. Remember what you're here for. 15 years ago. You can't keep doing this. I promise you, this will be the last time. Come, Grim. It's time you go to bed. You got to bed would be better. The next night, my father came home in the same state. They argued again, but this time they made sure I wouldn't listen. All I knew was that Dad was in trouble because of them, the people he worked for. That went on for a couple of weeks with my father coming home late. Until the day he never came back. Honey, this is the last time, I promise you. Come here, Grim. Give your old man a hug. That was the last time we ever saw him. From then on, things only went downhill. Not longer after that, we had to move out of the house. Mom got a job, and suddenly I was sharing a room with 3 cousins. I tried finding out what my father had done, where he was, and what he had worked with. Mom never wanted to talk about that. But that wouldn't stop me from doing my own research, though. I gathered information over the years. When I turned 18, it was time to go looking for him. I had all my research with me. I had it all figured out. But then... Wow. It turns out you don't get superpowers when hit by lightning. You get scars. And in my case, memory loss. At first, I didn't know where I was. I couldn't recognize my mother. I couldn't recognize myself. I had to pick up the pieces. remake myself. Shards of memory scattered everywhere. It is said that strong emotional reactions could trigger a memory. When I saw my mother for the first time, I didn't know who she was. But when I saw her sad eyes while she was talking to the nurse, I knew I had seen it before. The face you make when you are on the verge of losing someone important. Mom? Things were getting better from then on. She would never talk about Dad, though. I found my old research, and she told me to just drop it. I couldn't. But I kept it a secret, and now I'm after the truth. All that was left was this picture. That's what led me to this town, and to this woman named Susan. She got me a job in the town where my father used to work. Alright, enough with the flashbacks. Well, here I am. At least it's still early. Now I should do some shopping and talk to my boss at the clothing store. But before that, I think I will enjoy myself a little. There's a cafe over there. It'd be nice to have something to eat. There's also a bookstore here. I remember there's a book I need to get. I'm also pretty sure I saw a gaming room in here. Could be fun. Sometimes during the game, you'd be able to move freely. Take your time to explore by clicking on the objects of your interest. Let's pick up that book, huh? Well, this place looks nicer on the inside. Don't you mean bigger on the inside? What? Okay. That's not how the line goes. They usually ask if it's bigger on the inside. You know, from Doctor Who. Oh yeah, the TARDIS! Sorry. Do you work here? Not really, but do you need any help? Well, my classes will start next week, so I'm supposed to get some books. College freshman? What gave it away? Don't worry, we are all kind of lost in our own way. Wait, don't tell me you go to Minerva Bay College too. Are you a student there as well? I joined last semester, so I'm kind of a fresh woman. I haven't even been to campus yet, but I'll do that tomorrow. Oh, I see. I'm Chloe, by the way.
I'm Grim.
So, what can I help you with? I thought you said you didn't work here. I don't, but I know this place better than anyone who does. Oh, look at all the different books we have. It's like maybe some, I don't know, Among Us or something? Follow me. I know what you'll need to get started. Oh, wow. Before I fall? A lot of copies of the Rock book, huh? Let's see. Ah, there you are. You'll need this one. There's the Rock book again. A study about nothing. There we go. Townsend. Is that Devin Townsend? And that one. Get the book. I've got it. Is that all? Those will do, but I can also recommend some light reading if you like. You sure like books. I run a book club at the library. Are you into books? Nah, not really. Of course, I love books. Really? That's so great. Do you have a favorite literary genre? Fiction, of course. I'm more into fiction. Really? Science fiction? Fantasy? Epic? All! Well, you know what? You should join our book club. She is over the moon. Let me tell you more about the book club. It's not huge or popular, but we have fun. I wish life were more like books sometimes. How so? You know, in a book, you can read through every chapter's perspective, so you know the whole truth. In real life, you never know when to trust people, right? That's why I like the book club. I know all the stories there. We pick a book and then we decide how many chapters to read. This month we're reading this. The story is actually pretty good. This book was Dylan's idea. He gave me a version of it in Russian. He's a member of our group. Right now there are only 3 members. Another girl from my class and Dylan. He's a foreign student. From Russia, I presume?
Exactly.
The voice came from behind me. The man had a very strong foreign accent. I'll try to make him not sound like Colossus. Dylan, I was just talking about you.
Hey, Chloe, I see you're reading my book.
Yes, it was a great choice. Let's have a seat. By the way, this is Grim. I was just about to convince him to join our club. Grim, this is Dylan, the foreign student I was telling you about.
Oh man, this guy is good looking and he is a foreigner. The girls must go crazy about him.
Maybe we should be friends. This could make me popular.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Since Dylan is here, I'll go grab some coffee. I'll be right back. He can tell you more about college and the book club.
So, are you joining the book club then?
Maybe. I guess I could stop by. We'll see.
Dude, please join the club. Help a bro out.
What the fuck? Where did his accent go? I was pretending to be a foreigner to get the girls to notice me. And oh boy, it did work. But things are getting out of hand.
Wait, so you're not from Russia?
No, man, I'm from a small town in the countryside. I even dyed my hair to look more exotic. And then there's the fucking accent. I mean, my name is Dylan, bro. Does that sound like Russian to you?
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know how they didn't even... I didn't know they didn't even notice I wasn't from Russia.
I think he's got a screw loose.
But why do that?
You wouldn't understand. You don't know what it's like, man.
Yeah, the girls look at me, but looks aren't enough after a while. I don't even know how to talk, bro. Girls want to talk about emotions and shit. I'm not good at that. And also, I'm not very interesting. That's why I pretended to be a foreigner. And even joined a book club. I was ready to tell Chloe the truth. Then I saw you and you seemed like a guy with a secret as well. Now you know my secret, bro. Please, help me out.
You look like you're in a lot of pain.
Will you help me, bro?
Okay.
Alright, I'll try. Thanks, bro. You're a real hero. I'll try to help you out as well. If you want girls, I can get you girls. You'll be popular if you hang out with a foreign guy. I don't have friends because I don't want them to find out the truth. But now you know the truth. We can be friends.
I better not regret this.
You won't, bro. Thanks.
I'm back. Welcome back, Chloe.
There it is, the accent again. What were the two of you talking about?
Oh, him.
Dylan here just convinced me to join the book club. Thanks, bro.
I mean, I appreciate it, mate.
Yay, that's great. Come join us when the classes start. We're at the library every Tuesday.
Will do.
Oh, and if you happen to need more books, come to the college library. I can get them for you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I should get going too. It was nice meeting you, Grim. I hope to see you again at the book club.
Alright, I'll see you later, guys.
Bye.
Thanks again, mate. This will be an adventure.
I guess we'll see. Okay. Well, I can go to the arcade now, right? Whoa, this place looks nice. I wonder if they have Dance Dance Supreme around here. Did you say Dance Dance Supreme? Holy shit, that girl just popped out of nowhere. Ha ha ha! Pretty jumpy there, aren't you?
Who are you?
She almost gave me a heart attack. She is kind of cute, though.
Sorry, I'm just new here, so I wasn't expecting anyone to talk to me.
I heard you mention Dance Dance Supreme.
so I couldn't miss the opportunity to find a worthy opponent. Name's Julia, by the way. Remember that when I wiped the floor with your ass after beating you in the game? What? I am the best Dance Dance Supreme player the world has ever seen. See those kids over there? They thought they could beat me at it. Then I showed them what's what. As I looked around, I saw three kids. And they looked like their souls were ripped from their bodies. The joys of life were unknown to them. Their eyes were lifeless and lost. Is she that good? Oh, are you gonna chicken out? Pretty little Julia. So confident. I might not remember much from before the accident. But as soon as I came back from the hospital, I had an urge to play it. Oh, the hours I spent in this game. The skills I've learned. So when it comes to Dance Dance Supreme, I am a god! Sure, let's play. I'll put our names on the machine. What's yours? I'm Grim. Grim, done. But it's not like your name is going to show on the screen anywhere. Ha 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 ha. Interesting, you didn't even flinch. Know what? We should make this more interesting. How so? A prize for the winner, of course. If you win, I'll make sure you don't regret it. But that's not going to happen. And when I win, I get to pick. How about that? You got yourself a deal. She seems pretty confident about herself. However, I am very good at this. How should I play it? You're gonna regret that. Damn it, you're fast. I'm just getting started. Oh boy, here comes the tough part. Grim wins! Ouch! Seems I've underestimated you. How did you do it? Were you cheating or something? I'm just that good. Then you don't deserve a prize. It wasn't a fair game. Oh, come on, I didn't cheat. No, but you're like a pro or something. I've been playing this game since forever. I think. Well, that explains it then. I've only been really playing it last year. It's pretty big in Japan, you know. Oh yeah, I bet they're pretty good over there. They are, I learned from the best. I got really good when I was in Tokyo. You went to Japan to learn a game? No! I went there to study. I did my senior year of high school there. Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, but it didn't work out as planned. So I'm back to school here. School? Are you still in school? Yeah. Which reminds me, I gotta go do some homework. It was cool playing with you, though. Next time I'll be better for sure. Then we can talk prizes. Give me your number, I'll call you for a rematch. Sure. See you around. Yeah, see ya. A schoolgirl. She might be too young for me.
Good thinking, bruh. Good thinking. That's red pill right there. She might be too young for me. Brother, if you think she's too young for you, she probably is.
At least she's in senior year.
I better get going, too.
I still have some time to kill.
Love it.
All right, corner coffee. One, two, three, four. Please tell me you didn't see that. See what? I saw no one dancing here. Good, because that would have been embarrassing. Anyway, welcome to Moonbucks Cafe. My name is Alyssa, and I'll be your waitress for today. So what can I get you? Actually, I'm new in town, so I thought I should just try some fancy coffee. Oh, would you like to check our menu? That would be nice. I'll be right back. So, I don't know what any of this means. I mean, what even is an affogato? It's an espresso poured on a vanilla ice cream. Ice cream? Really? Maybe that's not your thing? How about we get you an Americano so you don't get scared off too quickly, huh? Americano it is, then. Alright, I'll try the Americano. Great, I'll be right back with it. Usually people have an Americano to go, but you are welcome to stay if you want to. Here you go. My boss isn't here yet, and there aren't any other customers around either. Is it always like this? Seems a bit empty. There were more people earlier today getting their coffee to kickstart their day, I think. People usually come back for a sandwich, lunch, or dessert. But there's usually this sort of void for about an hour. Is this when you do the thing I didn't see you doing? My body moves on its own when some songs start to play. I like to practice some dance moves when there's no one around. Sorry for interrupting. No, you're good. I'm not that shy. You just caught me off guard. Now you know some of my hobbies. It's only fair. Huh? Now that you know some of my hobbies, it's only fair that you tell me something about yourself. You said you've just moved into town, right?
Yeah, I came here to go to college.
Oh, and how's that going? Well, classes won't start till next week, so I can't really tell. Wait, you said you were new in town. Just how new are you here? I just got here yesterday. I haven't even finished unpacking, which is like just one bag of clothes. And the idiot here forgot to bring a towel. And guess what I did as soon as I got to my new home? You took a shower. I took a shower. Ha ha ha, rookie mistake. Wait, how did you dry yourself off? So, I live on the second floor and there's this window. The town is windy. Oh my god. Don't you have neighbors? Yeah, but I don't think anybody saw me. The lights were off. Didn't you think about asking if they had a spare towel to lend you? Oh, maybe the landlady could have helped me, but I don't think she'd be very keen on helping me if I turned up naked at her doorstep. I suppose not. Wait, now you know more embarrassing stuff about me than I know about you. That's what you get for walking in on people doing something private. You said it yourself, this is a public place. Relax, I'm just teasing you. I am used to dancing in public. Just not here, of course. Comment on her great shape. You certainly have the legs for it. You look like a professional dancer. That's because I am one. Well, not professional, but I have danced in public before. I am part of a dance group. Sometimes we do open presentations. That sounds like fun. You know what? Maybe you should come sometime. We have dance lessons every Thursday night. I can even show you around the city if you want to. My classes are on Thursdays if you want to come. By the way, do you like to dance? Oh no, not really. I'm good at Dance Dance Supreme though. What is that? Oh, it's a video game. About dancing? Yeah, you should definitely play it. I could. If you say yes to at least trying one dance lesson at my school. You got it. Okay, see you Thursday night then. Alright, I better get going now. I didn't catch your name. Oh, sorry, it's Grim. Nice to meet you, Grim. You too. See you around. I should go to Susan's clothing store now. A much more eventful day than I thought it would be. But for now, I should just go to the store and talk to Susan. They sell mostly women's clothing there. Wonder what kind of job she has for me. Susan doesn't seem to be here. Maybe I should look around a bit. Wait, isn't that the girl from before? What is she doing here? Oh shit, she saw me. She looks like she's got a go to hell look, dude. I don't know. Hi? That must be Susan. Come now, Sue. Be nice to the boy. That's Susan. I remember her from the picture. Hi, you must be Grim. I'm Susan, and this is Sue. Wow, is Sue her She is not my daughter. Shit, did I say that out loud? Sue is my niece. I'm Grim. Yes, I know. You are early. I had to buy some stuff for the dorm, so I decided to drop by and meet you before I start working.
I see. That was a good decision.
It shows you are taking this job seriously.
Well done.
Careful there, Susan. You might even show emotions if you keep this up.
I need to explain to you what your work is going to be like.
First of all, you will be working for me.
Not for the store.
I see.
I've talked to Lily, so you don't have to worry about rent.
Are they friends?
Also, there's no schedule for you.
You just need to be available to do some deliveries for me, okay? I need someone that I can trust to make the deliveries. And your mother said you needed help settling in. So I guess everything fits perfectly.
Do you have any questions?
So when do I start?
Don't worry, I'll text you when I need you.
Of course, it won't be anything urgent, but keep an eye on your phone from time to time.
So working for you pays for my rent, is that it?
Yes, you don't have to worry about that, plus I will pay you some extra depending on the task.
How do you and my mother know each other?
We were friends back where you lived.
Yeah.
Then I moved here.
So aren't you friends anymore?
It's complicated.
How about my father? Did you know him as well?
We've met, but I can't say I knew him.
You and me both.
That's you in the picture, right?
Where did you get that?
My mother gave it to me so I could recognize you. She said you weren't on any social media and that it was really hard to find a photo of you.
I see. This was a long time ago.
Who was with you in it? Was it Mom?
Didn't you ask her?
No, I didn't.
I think it's better she tells you then.
No, that's all.
Oh, and last but not least, Sue works for me as well.
You may have to work together sometimes.
All right, I should get going then.
It was nice meeting the two of you.
Likewise.
Oh, what a day.
It was nice meeting Julia at the arcade.
Oh, man. She's fun. But I don't know. I mean, she says she's like a schoolgirl. So I'm really kind of iffy on that. She's smart.
Nice at the cafe.
I like her legs.
Interesting in Sue. Well, she's mysterious.
It's only afternoon, but I'm already pretty tired. I should get some rest.
Well, I guess I was pretty tired after all. Man, it's too hot in here. I need to take a shower. Oh shit, I forgot about the towel.
Shit!
Oh no. Not again. And Lily told me to text her when I got back from the mall. Maybe she could give me a hand with this.
Don't you have neighbors?
Guess I could try that.
Let's see. It's so quiet here.
There's a light on down there.
There's a sound coming from there. A hairdryer?
There's also a label on the door that says Emily.
Emily?
Coming!
Hi.
Hi, I'm Grim. I'm your neighbor.
Sorry, was I making too much noise?
No, not at all.
I didn't know I had a new neighbor. Sorry.
That's fine, I just got here. That's actually why I came here.
I was gonna take a shower, and I realized I forgot to pack a towel.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that.
As you can see...
Did you try using something else as a towel?
Well, no. improvise, adapt, overcome.
I'll keep that in mind.
Anyway, thank you, and sorry for disturbing you.
Not a problem. Good luck.
She didn't close the door all the way.
Oh.
I don't know. This isn't being a dick, guys, so...
Ooh. Okay.
I'll just go to Lily's. Her house is just down the street.
Whoa, such a big house.
I hope her husband isn't home. He might not be in a good mood, based on what she said before.
The lights are on. She's probably awake.
Yes. Hey, Lily, it's me, Grim.
Grim, did something happen?
May I come in?
Do you know what time it is?
Well, don't just stand there in the cold. Get in.
So, is there anything wrong with your room?
No, nothing like that. I just remembered that I didn't bring a towel with my things, and I was wondering if I could borrow one from you.
Well, it's not like you don't know where I live.
I'll make sure to wash it and bring it back tomorrow.
I won't allow it.
But I guess I told Susan I'd keep an eye on you, so you may use my bathroom.
I also wouldn't mind letting you borrow my husband's clothes.
Are you sure that's okay?
Couldn't help but notice you didn't seem too happy talking about him earlier.
Don't worry, he's not even home. Sorry about that, by the way. I tend to ask too many questions.
That's fine. Susan told me you would be like that. Are you friends?
She used to work with my husband, but enough talk. Come, the bathroom is upstairs. I'll go get you some clothes.
You'll find everything you need there. I'll finish my yoga while you're at it.
Yoga.
The bathroom is bigger than my room. I could live here, probably. But for now, I'll just enjoy a hot bath.
Lily seems lonely. I wonder if sometimes she comes here to have a little bit of fun.
She might be a decade older than me.
But she has beautiful and youthful skin.
Very soft.
He's going old school with that music.
Applying all kinds of beauty products over her body.
I'm telling you, the porn music needs to come back to porn.
That's what's missing.
Lily is so beautiful.
Oh, man.
She knows how to take care of her health and stay in shape.
She might be a little cold sometimes, but she has a warm soul.
Oof.
And finally, she knows how to.
Grim, are you almost done?
Yes, I'm coming. Yes, shit, I mean, I'll be done in a minute or two.
Don't take too long, okay?
Well, it was a nice bath.
Thanks for letting me take a shower.
Would you care for a cup of tea?
Tea sounds nice.
Yes, please.
Wear this while I prepare the tea.
So when does your husband come back?
Why do you keep asking that?
In a week or two, I guess.
Does he travel a lot for work?
I think he forgets that he has a home and a wife.
Uh-oh. He's out there getting him some, that's what he's doing. He's tapping him hoes.
The bastard said he would fix the kitchen sink before leaving again. Probably forgot about that, too.
I could do that for you.
You even know how to fix a broken sink? When I was younger, I used to break things apart and put them together. Also, the house where I grew up was a mess, so I had to fix everything over the years. Sounds like a rough childhood. Did your father teach you how to do these things? I don't remember much about him.
Men.
It wasn't like that. My memory isn't great. I had an accident and don't remember much from my early years.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. The doctors say the memories will come back to me eventually. Also, it's pretty cool having a fresh start.
I see.
Well, you are welcome to fix the sink when you're free. For now, you should just go get some rest. It's getting late.
Yeah, thank you for letting me take a bath here. And sorry for bothering you so late.
It's fine. I don't mind the company. But text me next time. You have my number. Have a good night, Lily.
You too.
What a busy day. Time for some shut-eye.
Snore.
He is asleep. Perfect.
Slop, slop.
What a warm feeling.
Huh? What are you doing? How'd you get in here?
Does it really matter?
Yes, I mean...
I got so turned on when I saw you spying on me last night.
Oh, so you noticed.
Yeah, and this is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted to see more of me, didn't you?
Well, yes.
Then enjoy it.
This feels great, by the way. I just didn't expect you to come in here out of nowhere.
How did you even get in here? Did I forget to lock the door?
Don't think too much about it, dear. Just fucking use the lockpick.
And where are your clothes? Did you come in here naked?
Seriously?
How about...
now?
How did you...
You like asking questions, don't you?
Am I imagining this? This happens very often.
Not exactly. Is this a dream?
Yes, and you should enjoy it before it's over.
Did you come here to bring me a prophecy or something?
Sure. I predict in your life a lot of this.
You're a good seer.
I don't know if it's because of the dream, but her skin is so soft.
My skin is indeed very soft.
Wait, how did you hear my thoughts?
Dream, remember?
Oh, right. I have more visions for you. I like what I'm seeing.
Is that so? Just wait till you see the rest.
Whoa!
Do you like what you see?
Very much.
I see something I like down there.
Your dick is huge, Grim.
Ah. Oh, you're so warm.
I don't know if it'll fit.
I have an idea.
Oh, that's it. That way you give me pleasure, too.
Wow, it's so big.
Ah, that's exactly how I like it. You are talented with your tongue.
Oomph.
Did you try saying something?
Oomph.
Ah, you got me all wet. You even deserve a reward now.
Oomph. I guess that means you're enjoying it.
I think you'll enjoy it a little more.
It's filling my mouth. I don't know if I can handle much more.
Feels like it's gonna dislocate my jaw.
Come on, Emily.
Oomph.
Ah!
Oomph.
I agree. It's time for the grand finale.
That's what you were gonna say, isn't it? That you wanted to fuck me?
For someone who is in my dream, you're very controlling.
I'm gonna make it worth your while.
Ah, that rhythm is perfect, Emily. I'm gonna help you get rid of yesterday's tiredness.
But for now, I'm gonna tire you out just a little bit more.
I have a feeling I'm going to wake up pretty relaxed tomorrow.
Since you wanted prophecies, don't tell me you do have one.
It's more like a tip. Real Emily likes to be on top, too.
And how do you know that? You're a mere fantasy of mine.
She likes to be in control.
Or do you think it was by chance that she let you see
all of this?
Did she leave the door open on purpose?
That's what I'd do.
Shh. Enjoy the rest of the dream, Grim.
Yeah, just like that.
Emily, I'm gonna...
Don't stop, keep going.
Come for me, Grim.
Fill my slutty pussy with your cum.
Oh, God. Ah, shit! Ah, now that was great! Okay, now you can relax. You know what happens now, right? Huh? Beep! What?
God damn it!
Now, when my phone goes off, it's actually the Duke Nukem theme. The Megadeth version. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's my alarm. Oh, that's right. Too bad it was only a dream. I have to check in with Susan later at the mall, though. I guess I should take the day to check the campus out during the afternoon. I'm sure they'll have me sign a lot of documents, so I should get it out of my way soon. I wonder if I'll see Sue again. She scares me. This campus isn't that far. A walk won't kill me.
This doesn't look too bad. Just drop these off to take a walk around the campus. Where do I have to go, though?
Well? Guess that seems like a good spot for us to leave off, then, doesn't it? This is a bit surprising. It's not being a dick, but it's not bad. I like it. I mean, you guys like it too, right? I didn't think Fresh Woman. I was like, oh, I don't know about this one, but I like it. I want to play through more of it. And if you guys want to, then you can go support it at Patreon. Opie Man, actually, is the guy that's making this. So go ahead, support more Fresh Women, and let him know you want more. Because he's making it, he's working on it. It's good stuff. The writing, I mean, there's spelling errors here and there that I've had to go through and just fix in the reading. But other than that, no, it's good. I like it. I want to know where the story goes. I know you guys do too. And maybe we'll see a little later, but we want to go ahead and finish our Being a Dick, and this is just a little special because we couldn't do Being a Dick like we normally do. But you guys got some, didn't ya? I mean, this is good. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Fresh Women.